With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The White House says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin may need some additional care.
The Pentagon says Austin remains hospitalized and is in good condition following prostate cancer surgery and an infection. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Austin's doctors think he may still need some additional care. He told CBS's Face the Nation that the secretary remains actively involved and engaged from the hospital and is in routine regular communication with President Biden. The 70-year-old Austin has been hospitalized since New Year's Day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, sub-freezing temperatures across much of the U.S. have millions of Americans at risk of potentially dangerous cold as weekend Arctic storms continue to dump snow from coast to coast. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Brad Tiemeyer.
We're still looking at cold temperatures remaining here in Kansas City, at least, through Tuesday. So we've got a wind chill warning that's in effect all the way through midday Tuesday. Still expecting those wind chill values of 20 to 40 below zero here over the next few days.
Meanwhile, temperatures below zero can be felt as far south as northern Texas, where right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's snowing. The principal of an Iowa high school where a deadly shooting occurred earlier this month has died of his injuries.
The school shooting was January 4th in Perry, Iowa.
Activation at Perry High School.
High school principal Dan Marburger was critically injured that day. An 11-year-old student died, as did the 17-year-old gunman. Police say Marburger acted selflessly and put himself in harm's way to protect his students. But 10 days later, his wife announced online that Marburger lost his battle Sunday. Iowa's governor has ordered flags be flown at half staff. I'm Jackie Quinn.
SRN News. A Christian ministry wins a victory over Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders' vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, "Thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows anti-Semitism surged in the U.S. following the Hamas attack on Israel back in October, but the Anti-Defamation League now has the numbers. The ADL's latest report indicates nearly 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of 2023, and that total includes 60 physical assaults, over 500 acts of vandalism, and 1,300 acts of harassment. SRN News. Kids get a food benefit.
About 21 million children are likely to receive the benefits this summer through a newly permanent federal program. 35 states, all five U.S. territories, and four tribes opted into the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. Families at or below 185% of the federal poverty line will receive $120 per child total during the summer months. Some states that opted out say that there wasn't enough time to implement the program. John Scott reports.
Five lobster fishermen suing regulators claiming new electronic monitoring requirements designed to protect rare whales are unconstitutional. The new rules went into effect December 15th and require fishermen with federal lobster fishing permits to install 24-hour electronic tracking devices on their boats. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.